The crosswalk is located at the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting, where 49 people were killed. President of St. Pete Pride, Dr. Byron Green Kalish, says he's devastated.
It is something that could happen here in the Tampa Bay area, and we have to be prepared for it. What does that look like for us? How are we ready to continue the fight?
The Tampa Bay Times reports St. Petersburg sent a letter Wednesday to the Florida Department of Transportation, asking them to exempt 5 street art installations, including a Pride crosswalk and a University of South Florida crosswalk. St. Pete advocates have also created a petition titled Save Our Street Murals with over 3,000 signatures.
Art has been this powerful force to remind us that we are not alone. And if they were unaware of how powerful art was, they would not be trying to cover it up.
Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer says the state was responsible for the removal and the city was not notified. Since then, some artists have chalked the crosswalk in rainbow colors. Chris Young, WMNF News. Welch spoke at City Hall.
It is always troubling when state or federal politicians attempt to usurp our local values and priorities and instead mandate what our values should be.
Welch says the city requested an exemption to the street art removal and provided safety data on the murals, but FDOT threatened penalties that Welch says would jeopardize millions of dollars in state transportation funding.
As a mayor of our city, I will not risk these essential investments in a fight that I don't believe we can win.
When asked, he said they're not suing because they have, quote, no chance of winning in court. He encouraged people to visit the murals in the coming days and post on social media using hashtags like Our Streets, Our Voices, and Can't Erase St. Pete. The city is considering painting banners, poles, and installing new art around the city. There's no set date for the removal. Chris Young, WMNF News. Governor DeSantis backed the removals at a press conference on Tuesday in Tampa.
We're not doing the commandeering of the roads to put up messaging.
Earlier this summer, the Florida Department of Transportation sent the removal notice to, quote, ensure the safety of the traveling public. Various cities across Florida have responded in different ways. Delray Beach and Key West have challenged the removal. After a request for an appeal was denied by FDOT, St. Petersburg Mayor Ken Welch encouraged, quote, good trouble, but no legal action was taken against the removal of 5 of the city's murals. Chris Young, WMNF News.
I saw the picture of them preparing to erase the mural in front of the Woodson, Black History Matters mural. And I reached out to a few people, got their blessing, and Ben and I went over there and felt like we were obligated by our faith, just being a good human, to kneel on the mural, and I prayed.
Kneeling on the mural and praying, that's a very impactful way to do it. So can you tell me a little bit about what brought you to that mode of protesting?
You know, anytime we pray, it's a protest, right? Whether it's a prayer of lament, or we are asking for something to change, or we are calling for justice, prayer is always protest. And so, you know, as I was kneeling and praying, I thought of the people who have come before me who have assumed that same position or have marched and prayed or in some way put their body in the way of something harmful happening. And I also thought about the unknown murals that are around St. Pete, the blood that has been spilled specifically by Black people, people like John Evans, who was lynched here in St. Pete. Those were the people and the thoughts that I had in my mind as I was kneeling. The Florida DOT truck was backing up toward us, and I knew it was going to be a matter of time before we would be asked to move, and I had no desire to move from that place because that's where my faith required me to be.